I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Right.
This is Smoke.
And you're with Fan.
And you're with the biggest of zoos.
The biggest of zoos.
Yeah, and today we are talking about drugs.
What's your biggest question when it comes to drugs?
Oh, my biggest question is, why do we need this? Right? Why do we rely on this?
But the number of young people in treatment for drug abuse in England has fallen for the 9th successive year, despite rise in proportion of who admit to using drugs, especially MDMA.
I didn't know that.
Right?
That is very interesting.
Just dropping little gems.
Hey, come on. In youth culture, trapping drugs, yeah, with the bunny ears, trapping drugs has been glorified through music and other creative outlets.
And the legalisation of weed has also been a continuous issue for years, with more and more states across the pond increasingly legalising cannabis. It seems like Britain is in stalemate.
Mm-hmm.
With the public interest and approval growing, it seems that political factors are holding back any change. What are your views?
I don't know, man. I feel like there's so many aspects to drugs. There's so many things to it. I feel like we just need to delve into it in this conversation.
We need to explore. I'm excited for this one.
Let's go.
We got Ramel London.
Hey, hey.
We got Lippy Lick Shot.
And yo, this podcast has been delivered to you under zero influence.
Wow. You are so lit.
Yeah, welcome to the studio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you for having us, first of all.
Hey, thank you for coming through.
No worries. So, yeah, I'm Ramel London. I'm a TV radio presenter and live events host. I've been in the game for a little while, you know what he's saying, man. I actually started my journey at Link Up TV, and then over the years I've moved on to lots of different kind of collaborations like Mobo Awards, and I'm currently on Capital Extra, and I'm on a show on Sky One.
Jeez.
So it's, yeah, man, it's been a beautiful journey. Gratitude is a must.
Yep, big up coffee.
So yeah.
Did you have your coffee this morning?
I actually did not have a single drop, but I've got a green tea that is...
It'll do. Jeez. The caffeine is there, so you got it.
Yeah. It's the lick shot.
What's going on?
Let him know.
Yeah, man, I'm Lippy. I have a podcast called For The Culture with a good friend of mine, Tricky.
Tricky and Lippy is good.
Yeah, right. And we only met like last year, so it's crazy. But yeah, we got a good little chemistry on camera. The podcast is going along well. I'm vocal about things online, innit, really.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. I'm just a guy that says stuff and people.
Which might be the reason that we have you in the studio today.
Maybe,
potentially.
I got here.
A great idea.
I feel like your idea of what the social commentary of like what the man them is, like what people perceive the man them to be and all that stuff, I feel like you got a sick idea of it because you're coming from a place where Man's been at it. Do you understand?
Yeah,
but man
simple.
Can also break it down in a way where let's talk about it. I'm not just gonna be like obviously sometimes when you say your points, it's very funny. I can't like you ain't holding back. But I feel like sometimes you do express what some people don't want to express. It's your truth.
No, 100%, man. It's a very sheepish society that
Definitely.
We come from in the quote unquote roads, if you wanna call it, and we all gotta live in like little silly boundaries. So I play devil's advocate a lot, you understand? Mm. Certain times I don't even particularly believe the opinion that I'm putting out there.
Wow.
I'm like, but what if? Because sometimes you have to kind of just to break the grain, innit? Some of these rules out here, we're killing each other, man. So I'm just trying to make the youth them think.
So what is your what if of the moment, of this week? What is your what if?
What's my what if? I don't even know, you know. It's kind of, I've had a good week today. On a drugs thing, let's go in on a drugs thing. Like, what if, I don't even want to kickstart the conversation. Like, I want to leave it to you, host. But a big thing that I have with drugs is like, it's the way it's you kind of said it before, it's like the way it's marketed. So like weed is acceptable with like black and urban kind of youth. But if you was to ever like back out a bag of coke, man would look at you like rah, like, you know, but it's both recreational drugs, you understand? And I'm not even gonna lie, I'll say rah if someone backed out coke right now. If someone backed out weed, I'd probably back out mine as well. We just mill it, you get me? But that's what I mean, like, you understand? Yeah. So it's like, on the other side, like, there's been places where I'll be bunning or whatever, a man are looking at me like, rah, look at this man just smoking his drugs, like, outside. So you understand? So it's like, perspectives, innit? So like, yeah, man.
And when did you first feel like you wanted to talk about it?
I don't know, I kind of always had it, because like, I'm one of them, man, I don't have stories about, like, being high in school and that. Like, I started smoking when I was, like, 17. And even still, I didn't start smoking properly till I was, like, 20, 21. So while my brethrens have been doing it since I was, like, 12, 13, some of them. So I was just looking at them off their face and I'm just sober. So, yeah, kind of from then, I was kind of thinking, rah, like, do you think this is all right? Like, just bunning off your young brain. Like, is this okay? Like, we got class in like 20 minutes, brother. Like, you understand? Right. So it's like.
So you were a good kid.
Not yeah. Like, substance wise, I was. You can say that.
He was a little angel.
Yeah, when it came to substance abuse, I was perfect.
You're perfect.
Clean sheet.
I feel like that's a good thing, though, man.
It was 100%.
I think it's a good thing. Like, a lot of me and my man, then we started blazing when we was like 14, 15, and like your brain's not fully developed by now, so there is going to be an effect. Obviously, we just tell ourselves we're fine, we're perfect, but you know, this is life, isn't it? But, yeah, it's mad. I think one thing is it's about the culture right now. The culture, like the drugs culture in the UK, like people are definitely glorifying like the selling of drugs and the taking of drugs. Definitely. Both sides. I feel like both sides are getting fueled so much. Mm. Like, and then you look at America and all their music is about drugs.
Yeah.
And then you come to like the drill scene and like, you know, the whip, all of that. Like, I don't know. I feel like drugs has been like part of like youth culture from the creation, or not the creation of rap music, but when rap music was like turned into like that gangster thing, like when NWA started spitting and that. In like the 70s and when the rap started first started coming out, it was against the system and stuff. Do you know what I mean? It was conscious. Yeah. 80s was conscious. Yeah, 90s, they flipped it. The label people, they came through, started giving money to certain man, and then it turned into the gangster thing, sell drugs, kill people. Mm. And then I feel like that culture's never gone. That's still the main culture. Like, even if you listen to some of the biggest UK songs, they're about like I love the fact that Funky Friday went number one, but we was all talking about the fact that he was talking about his Young G plugging a Z. That's number one in the UK.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And even like visuals, the music videos that you see.
But that's at the same time, we love it because that's a representation of, you know, what we've come from and what we go through. And
I don't know, though.
But so many mixed messages.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
Like, for me, like, I didn't come from an environment where, like, drugs is good. Like, for me, I was from early, I've been told, like, that's not something that we do. That's not a part of our family, our culture, all that kind of stuff. And, I've always been the person that's like, why are you doing that? Why? Give me a valid reason why you need to smoke, why you need to take drugs, why you need to do anything. Like, for me, if there's no explanation for it, there's no...
I've been exactly the same from day one. Yeah. But then I feel like the environment and culture we are in now, it's almost like, why not?
I think pressure from my mum was stronger than peer pressure.
Yeah.
So, and I think,
same with my dad.
Yeah, I think that's what you need to figure out, who influences you the most. And I felt like, because my mum doesn't really drink, she doesn't smoke at all. Like, the idea of smoking is just ridiculous. So my thing was, I can't even chill with you lot, because if I smell like smoke,
I'm gonna get in my trouble.
I'm gonna get in trouble. Because, like, it's not even about, you know, that fear that you're actually telling the truth, but you look guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I was that kid. Like, I could be like, Mom, no, I swear it wasn't me. And she'd be like, I see, it was you. And I'm like, no, but it really wasn't. And she'd be like, I could tell by your face. I'm like, but I'm literally telling the truth. But it's, I don't know, I guess it is kind of guilty by association. Like, so why were you with them?
Mm. Man, it's hard.
And it's a good question. Why was you with them?
So, I think the influence of your friends is very important. It's hard, man. Yeah. It's hard. I come from a house where my mum does not smoke, don't drink. Like, she's not on that. And, like, I don't know, for me as a guy, I think, like, when you're just bored doing nothing, and you got no money, but, you know, if you put, like, £3 into a little £10 drawer, you lot are lit for a couple of hours.
That was my life. That was my,
do you know what I mean?
At a point, wow. That was it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
One man had a three pound.
Can you not just pick up a ball? Or?
No, one man had a £4. That's you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we might still pick up a ball.
Yeah, it's that real. Well. It's true. Still,
I feel like it just became part of the, like, when I like left school, got into college. That was definitely a way to pass time. And where man's growing up in a place where there's not like a million opportunities to do like extracurricular stuff. Mm. Like, either man's kicking ball in the ends, or like we're gonna go to cinema or something.
Yeah.
Or we're going to like we're trying to find a house party.
Yeah.
Apart from that, we're just in like just chilling together. Do you know what I mean? And when we're like chilling, let's say we're chilling like on a block, like which is the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But it's what happens when you live in these areas, because that's the place you can chill with your friends and not get troubled. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so man will be chilling there, nothing to do, talking. You know what I'm saying? It just became a thing. And what the problem was, once it became a thing of part of man's life.
Yeah.
And now it's part of man's life. Now it's just a side thing for me. Now it's just something that, you know what I'm saying?
It's a habit.
Yeah. Do you regret it at all?
Regret it?
Yeah.
Nah. Because if I didn't blaze, I wouldn't be a musician.
Really?
Yeah, because when I started blazing, I was in the blocks, bored. I just started freestyling as a joke with my friends. Like, yo, let's put on rap instrumentals. Started freestyling.
Yeah. That's how it goes. And
then someone was like, yo, you might as well write some lyrics.
But this is the thing. I think for so many creatives, it is like drugs do fuel creativity.
Yeah,
like, I know. I'll watch some music videos and I'll be like, that is not done without.
Yeah,
it's hard though, because like obviously I don't want to go too into myself. Obviously, when I talk to you lot, but obviously like I feel like I can say something on this. Like for me, at first when I was blazing, I was like, yeah, I can only write bars when I'm high, man. Da, 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 da. And then I realised I have to stop that.
Yeah,
I can't rely on that.
Yeah. However, there's some people that become like to the point of, they're so slow, they can't even construct a sentence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it depends on the situation.
Yeah,
everyone.
I think one thing about drugs definitely is that everyone has their own reaction to it.
Yeah.
Like, see me, I've never taken anything but smoking weed, or hash. So I know if I was to do something like a mad drug, I probably think I'll die or something, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I think what you said, that point, I don't think a lot of people take that in. Like, it affects everyone differently.
Yeah.
I'm like you, I've just smoked weed and maybe a little bit of hash. But I got friends that like white boys and that will sniff coke all day and they'll sit here in your face calm
like
you give them two draw of a spliff, now they're like, raw, can't move, can't, like, you get me? So it's like everyone's different.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You're all immune to what you're immune to.
What's
man?
The difference with like I'm so like,
I couldn't tell you because I never done it, but off.
No. I'm not saying
not like that, but
what's
like off.
Feel like, but
off.
But in
like,
terms of like hash, weed, like what's all the, because I've heard so many like
I don't
versions.
Wanna, don't quote me, but I'm sure weed is it depressant? It's one of them. It's
okay.
It's one. It's like a downer, isn't it? When you smoke weed,
so you're aware that that's gonna be the reaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think with things like coke, it gets your energy up. Yeah.
Right.
You understand?
But nowadays, because of this flavor stuff that's going on,
it's different.
It's changing,
it's
man.
All different.
People are smoking weed, spending the same money on weed as they would have on like things like coke and stuff.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
like
profit
people,
margins.
Yeah,
are nuts,
people
man.
Are spending mad money on weed now. It's like become like some super glamorous thing. Like
having
pots.
That's mad to me.
That's the thing. Like I think for me it's like a Mandem thing. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like it's one of them ones where when you're around it, you see what's going on in different areas and you see what's going on around you and you see that everyone's doing the same thing. So I might be in West, but the man in East are doing the exact same thing that we're doing. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, it's true.
So I just feel like nowadays, it's hard because at the end of the day, I look at like drugs and that, and the way we look at it all comes from how it's like given to us. So how society gives it to us and how rappers give it to us. Now, if you're a little boy, like in, let's say, Derby, you little white you don't really know about life. You just live at home with your family and you're seeing these kids from London in Bally's talking about selling drugs and that. You might look and be like, bro, that's mad cool. Like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going on, that it's getting, like, my brother knows what Loud is and knows what Flavours is and listens to certain man and knows what a box of this is and just things
that... How old's your brother?
He's 13.
See, there you go.
Just things that I don't want him to be exposed to, things that I don't talk to him about, he knows.
He hears it every day,
because he was on YouTube.
Yeah.
Same way I knew about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I think at the end of the day, it's not, it's a social class problem.
Like, yes and no. You go to Amsterdam.
Yeah, I hear you.
And you're like, and it's just...
It's legal.
Yeah, and I think that's what I find so interesting is that, so my brother lives in Amsterdam and just the complete opposite.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a normal day.
But I think per, if we was to break it down, I remember seeing someone say a fact saying that less people smoke weed in Amsterdam compared to the population than here. Like, we are one of the highest consumers of weed.
Wow. Facts. So that's just rebellion then.
And even... even our politicians, some of the biggest politicians in the world, they are growing weed.
Yeah.
Even in America, the people that are growing the weed in America, the people that are owning the shops
They're corporate people, a lot of them.
Because they know there's money in it.
Yeah,
man. And because weed is so... Everybody does it. It's like... Yeah. It's said a lot that it's like a gateway drug, innit? A lot of people's the first drug selling or doing. You understand? It's easy to get hold of. It's not too, the punishments are the lightest. You could even say the side effects arguably are the lightest, because once you smoke your weed, you're kind of back to normal after you do what you're doing, innit? So everything about it is kind of light compared to everything else. So I kind of think, especially because that's kind of pushed in your face, especially the environment I come up in, because I know you saying, like, your parents, I'm not saying, rah, my parents would just let me walk through the yard, just run it. But it got to the point where my parents knew I smoked.
Right.
I had family members that smoked.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like moderation, innit? It just made sure that I had respect and not just walking
You're
up
not
and down
an
the street.
Basically,
you understand?
Yeah.
But then again, I got friends that is billing it with their parents. So, like,
yeah,
it's different because, again, it's perspective. Everyone sees and treats the thing different.
Definitely.
So it's kind of mad.
It just makes me ask, I want to know, what's your opinion? Do you think that, say, if there's a kid listening in, or if somebody is listening in and they've never tried, well, they've never taken any drugs, do you think that it's important important to try drugs to get those experiences? Because so many people say to me, oh, you should just try it. And for
I
me,
don't
it's
know,
like...
man, because you know what it is, yeah? It's like, similar to what Zoo said, if I didn't smoke, like, I wouldn't have had a lot of, like, experiences that I had in it, like, fun, like, more, like, recreational, like, activities, like, because that's what it is. Like, when you was younger, like you said, there's nothing to do. Like, you're just out there. A lot of the time, I know it sounds kind of fucked up, if we wasn't smoking and gouched off in the stairways high, we was doing something like troublemaking or something. So that was like our escape from everything kind of thing. So everyone's experiences are different and that. But one thing I would say, I just think people that do smoke and like do things, we should just be transparent about our experiences, innit? Because a lot of the people that kind of smoked before I did, like, they didn't tell me about the other side. And because, like, me, I'll be honest, like, now I can't sleep without smoking, innit?
Oh, wow.
So if I was in a fucked up financial situation or something, who knows what I'll be going through. Like, I know a man that's like that. They have to borrow money from here, there, everywhere, just to hold a sleep. You understand? So, and you don't hear about this part. You hear about, and I'm partying and it's this and it's that, and you feel like this, but we're not. We don't say the full, you understand? Because it's expensive, innit? I've got to buy my food and pay my bills and everything. And then on top of that, I've got to buy this thing. And it's almost like a necessity.
Yeah.
And people, they don't tell you about that point, especially with weed. Everyone says it. Oh, you can't be addicted to it. You can't. You can be addicted to anything. You can be addicted to toast.
Yeah.
You understand? It's your mind. It's not about the chemical imbalance or what, you understand? So you could, humans are where... creatures of habit, you understand? So if you keep doing things, you're gonna almost need it, innit? And I think that's one thing we need to tell the youth them, that we don't. Especially with weed. They'll tell you about coke, crack, everything. They'll point at the crackhead in the stairway and they'll say, look at him.
Yeah.
He's fucked up. But they won't tell you about my man who's in a similar state because of weed. It happens.
Definitely.
I know a man that I went to school with that are my age, younger, that are walking up and down the strip we used to do whatever on, talking to themselves now because of weed, not because of crack or budge. You understand?
Yeah.
But you're not told about that. You understand? So I think we just need to be hard hitting and say this can happen, you know. You need to be, it's all about moderation, isn't it? Yeah. That's what I'd say to someone, to anyone that smokes, innit?
I was going to add, going back to why I didn't do it, is I asked myself, why are you smoking?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing drugs? Why do you need to do this? And like you said, now you know it's something you need to sleep.
Mm.
Not saying that it's good or bad, but you understand why you do it now.
Yeah,
that's something you had to understand. If you're just doing it because you saw your friend do it, for me, that's not a valid reason.
Mm.
Like, if you just done a drug because someone said, oh, it'll make you fly like a kite, that don't actually sound fun to me.
you know what it is, I think we asked ourselves, why not? You know them ones. We were around people that was already smoking.
Exactly.
And like I said, when I was in school, I had a reason not to. Yeah. I thought, if I go home red eye, I'm done.
It all goes back to moderation.
Yeah.
Like, because again,
and context.
Like, you know, if you're on a diet, don't have donuts.
Yeah.
Why? Because it will add weight to me.
Nah, I hear that.
So you actually have to ask yourself why for everything. Like, you know, even like stuff like porn. Like, why am I watching this? Is it because you're lonely? Is it because you just want to have a quick, you know, thrill? Why are you doing it? Because people are addicted to porn. Gambling.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Because
I want to get a quick money.
It's all about moderation,
but you can
100%.
Always lose all of the money. So, you know, you actually have to ask yourself, does this add purpose or value to my life?
It's true.
So, cool, you want to get that quick high when you're raving, but tomorrow... Woof! That crash might be nuts. Because I've heard there's people that, you know, when they do their, like, coke weekends, and on Sunday they're shivering, and they're sweating.
It's
and
mad.
They,
it's definitely, seriously, I feel like the thing with, like, weed and smoking and stuff, I feel like that's more like a, like, lower class, like, kind of, like, working class kind of, like, like, kind of problem, whereas in the middle class and stuff, like, it's definitely the class A and the like house parties and the warehouse raves and that kind of culture. Like, because, like, if you think about it, nobody dies in festivals from smoking weed.
Simple.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but people have lost their life from taking these kind of like mad pills and and I like predominantly the people that go through these experiences are white. Do you know what I'm saying? So I feel like the issue, like you said, I think what it comes down to is what you grow up in. If you grow up in a house where it's not acceptable and you're not influenced by your peers, then you might not go through it. But like certain people, they grow up in a house that some of the best households and they still have to deter to do these crazy things. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like a rebellion.
Like a rebellion against, and it's also like a release for them to just not be controlled. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when, on the flip side, which is what I want to talk about it, who's giving these people these drugs? Who is selling them these drugs?
Yeah,
so who is it? Do you know what I mean?
Question. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just put that out there, innit?
But do you know what's mad? The stereotypes. And, like, you guys are probably, as black men, you probably experienced it as well. Go anywhere.
Yeah, have you got
someone will come up to you and be like, yo,
I'll be the headline.
You selling,
I will be the headline. I'll be the headline of the whole rave.
And a man will come
coming to me, yo, bro. What's that?
And even the reverse, that I don't know about you, but I've had people come to me asking if I want to buck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Well,
and it's like, what made you think that that's, like, you know, you might be right, but but yeah, like the stereotypes associated is they're usually going to think it's a young black man selling. And it's like, that's so messed up.
I know.
Like,
because you know what it is? It's a product, isn't it? And products, are, like I said, they're marketed towards certain people.
Yeah.
Like Air Forces, you'll see bare black youths wearing Air Forces. You won't see a black youth in a Skechers or something.
Yeah. That's
for, like, little white girls. You understand? So same way weed and that is kind of marketed towards like the black kind of urban crowd or like the hippie-ish kind of people that just want to chill. Then you got like the pills and the coke and that. That's people that want to go crazy and parties. And it's kind of the same with the people selling it. Like even down to the nitty-gritty, when you see people in the street, like the crack and heroin, hard drugs, like you, if you were a dealer, you'd know who to go to. Like a crack and heroin dealer, I hope, wouldn't come up to me and go, yo, mate, I got that. You understand? If you feel me, I hope, innit? But you understand? So they know. You understand? Yeah. But same way you said, if a man's driving by, he might think, raw, my man looks like he smokes. And it's not because, raw, I've got red eyes, I'm walking around gouched off. It's just because I look like the kind of person that would smoke weed, innit? I fit the dynamic, innit?
And how do you feel about that?
I know it sounds fucked up, because weed's, like, not mad, I don't mind, and I think none of us do. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, if you was to think I was a junkie, because I smoke weed. I would not care, innit? But I think there's people that do other drugs that might not feel that way. Like, I know I have friends that go house raise and do pills and that. Mm. And when I get onto them about it, they kind of get sensitive. Of like, course. What do you mean? Like, I do.
Yeah.
You smoke weed, yeah, and I do this.
Weed,
like,
so I,
you understand?
I you told
do
me know, for doing
yeah.
Do you know what I hate? Wrong. I love house music, so I go to house raise a lot. Obviously, I don't do drugs or anything like that, but people always think I'm on, like,
oh, yeah.
People associate.
Especially if you're late.
Yeah, yeah, people high, associate, yeah. Like, oh, whatever you're on, I want it. I'm like, raw. I'm actually having a good time. And, like, my boyfriend always digs at me. He's like, look at you and your house friends getting high. And I'm like, hon, you know I'm not doing that. Yeah. And he's like, he's playing with me, but it's true. Yeah. There's connotations to certain things. And, like,
man. Definitely in the house. Really.
Yeah, the house.
Bare jaws. Bare jaws swinging.
Yeah.
It's mad, that's man. True. It's mad, but like I said, I think the implications for like young black boys in this country is that they are deemed as the sole creation of selling drugs. When at the end of the day, it's not them who are bringing it into the country. It's not even them who are creating it. Do you know what I mean? Like, for young boys to create crack, like they have to have cocaine. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't straight crack from the air, innit?
Yeah, like it's not growing in Highbury Park. Like.
Do you know what I'm saying? So the people that are bringing this in, at the end of the day, trickles down to these young boys get caught with these things and then they go to jail for a long time, their life is ruined. For what? A quick buck.
Yeah,
do you get me? I feel like for me, like someone who's I've done youth work and stuff. I've been working with young people. A lot of my music is about not selling drugs, and it's not because I want to be against all my boys that make music about trapping and my boys that say certain things. Like, I respect it. I listen to some music. I'm like, yo, this is sick.
Yeah,
but for me, I feel like as a musician, we need to have representation from our role models saying, yeah, this is sick. I got bars that are like, yeah, my boy's done this, and yeah, man's done this, yeah, man's been out here. But also, you have to have that flip side where this can affect your life forever. You can go to jail, you can't go to America, you can't fly to Australia, you can't even go to the Caribbean. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, I got boys that are from the Caribbean who have done things to do drugs when they was younger. Now they can't go home.
Yeah,
and it's just dead.
Yeah.
No, Karen.
I want to talk about that because obviously you kind of covered, like, the downside of taking weed, but can you to some extent talk about that a little bit more and say what are the downsides
of smoking?
Yeah.
I don't know, innit, because like I said, it's good, you know. I'm not gonna sit here and talk about something that I do. It's just like, yeah, that was a mad thing. That spliff that I smoked this morning, raw. I hated it. It was wicked, bro.
Or like, just be aware of.
Yeah, like I said, just moderation. Like anything you do, like. Anything, like if you do too much of anything, working, going to the gym, you're gonna
it'll have an effect.
You get me? It's gonna have an effect on you, innit? So I just think it's all about the moderation, really. That's all I can say.
Saying that though, there are a lot of people, like you said, the whole paranoia thing, and like a lot of people's mental health has declined.
I don't even know why I never said this, but another thing I kind of wanna like cover is obviously, like I said, it's marketed to boys like me. And unfortunately, I grew up in a lot of, like, gang politics and all of that. And I'd say 8 out of 10 of my friends easily smoked weed, innit? And we were too young to. And so you got all these boys running around doing things that are going to make you paranoid anyway.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're smoking weed religiously. You understand? That's what we did. I could honestly say between the ages of about 17 to about 20, 21, I'd spend my days outside. When it weren't raining, I was outside on the block smoking. If it was raining, we was inside the block smoking.
Yeah.
All day. You understand? Yeah. And when we wasn't doing that, we was doing things that any human would be paranoid about. You understand? You've gone and done this, that, or whatever. Man are coming for you. And this is all tight-knit. Like, every problem I had was from people within my own area, arguably. Back then, it felt like, yeah, they're the other side. But really, we're all...
Yeah, you're all
you get me? So... It's mad, innit? So on that side of things, I can even say that definitely adds to the mad thing, because I've been that way and
like paranoid.
Yeah, and or I don't know. This might be a bit of a heavy statement, but even just to like feel something else to escape the fear or even to escape the paranoia itself. It's like, I need to smoke.
Yeah.
I need to, you understand? Yeah, it's like, no one's, and especially at that time, we're all late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
thinking we're gangsters. Like, no one's trying to talk about their emotions. Mm. If anyone feels mash up or they're just going home to smoke weed or standing on a block with man to smoke weed.
It's and true.
It's bad, man, because it's like, I don't know, man. I can't really. Me personally, I'm kind of past that. Like I said, I've got my kids now and that. But there was definitely a time where I was kind of weed dependent almost, innit? And we all were innit. Mm. And it was kind of like religiously, you'd wake up, get your draw or whatever. You'll know a man that sells weed. So it's never far, and you understand? So, yeah, man. I don't think we talk about that enough.
Mm. Definitely.
God, there's youths that are bugging out here.
Yeah,
for real. But also saying that as well, like you, like kind of tying into the violence and all that kind of stuff. Some people are traumatized.
Yeah.
Like some people have seen some mad stuff. And I think going back to what you're saying, some people do use it to be like, you know what?
Man, and it's...
I lost my best friend. I'm going to smoke it away.
There's a lot going on, like in the city we live in, places all over the world. Like this place is just crazy.
For real.
You understand, like Brazil and all that. You understand, so it's like you get the kids sniffing glue or whatever from a young age. You don't the things they've seen. It's like it's crazy. Mm. You understand, so that I think that's what drugs is like in general. It's an escape from your reality.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even if it's just for a little while, or because, like I said, people that are on hard drugs, they live their life chasing that high. That's what they do all day. You see them walking up and down the estate.
Yeah.
They go to get their rock, they go home, they mash up, they let it wear off, they're back out there. That's all they do. You understand? And it's mad, man.
So, what do you think about legalizing drugs? Do you think that, or let's focus on weed right now?
I don't know, man, because I have mixed feelings in it because I don't. One, it'll be mad expensive in it, and obviously
for a
consumer, I'm just thinking, rah, like, I got my man on the bottom of my road, like now I'm gonna have to fully leave the area. I gotta stand up, get taxed for my thing. Yeah, like it's mad.
Got a line
up. But another kind of reason that I feel about it, maybe not so much here, but especially in places like America, like California and that. Like I know, man. Like I ain't gone to prison or anything for it, but I used to get stopped and searched for weed and that.
All the time.
And have to go court and pay fines and red and have to hide it in my boxes and them thing. That, all the, you understand? And like I said, in America, there's guys that they get serious sentences for weed and then all of a sudden the government will just come in and just say, that same thing that we sent you away for is calm now, fully. Anyone that wants to do it now, just go do it. And... It's kind of like rah, like you understand. I'm not saying rah because of that. It has to be illegal forever. Fuck that. Everyone has to get nicked. But I don't know, man. Because another kind of thing that, like, especially with kids like me, especially when I was in school, I was around a lot of men that was smoking weed. But we have to be honest as well. There's also a lot of kids that weren't around kids smoking weed. Weed was like alien to them. They'll walk past the kids smoking weed and kind of think rah. So kind of if it becomes like if it becomes all commercialized and nice and marketed to everyone and you could do this. I don't know, because one thing I say about Amsterdam and Barcelona and all these places, they're kind of like more kind of like laid back
very
cities. You understand, this is London, this is England, this is we grow up different here to the rest of Europe. You understand? So if you then all of a sudden make this thing available,
I think they're going to have to do it. Like, you see, like, in Barca, like, you can smoke weed in your house. You can't smoke it on road. If you smoke it on road, like the police, yeah, will, the police will issue. Get on.
That's the same
you.
In Amsterdam as
yeah,
well, isn't
yeah, yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dam's a bit more laid back. Like, Dam, you can smoke a zoo in front of a police officer. They're not really going to trouble you. Whereas in, like, somewhere like Barcelona, they'll definitely, you're going to pay
yeah.
a fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that in terms of, like, what you said about people going to jail for having cases that are to do with, like, the exact drug that, let's say they was to legalise weed, now all the people that have got a case just purely off weed, now they'll be the in the worst position in the world.
For real.
Now, do you release all those people?
Yeah, just yeah. Yeah, open what do you door,
do? Yeah. Yeah. What, literally?
Well, I don't know. Like, there's the legislation that they have in America. I don't know what they exactly did, but I feel like they, I think they did something. I don't think, like, I think they either shortened their sentences or did something about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But I think it, you have to go, because they'll have to go back to every single person whose case is only yeah. about weed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some yeah. people have weed and then they have this
yeah.
and then
yeah.
weed
yeah. and yeah.
there. But, like, so if you only got caught, and I think that's sad.
It's really
that
interesting.
It's sad because weed is not legalized. Yeah, they can't regulate it, so they can't regulate what people are putting in weed. Like
yes.
skunk weed is very crazy potent.
Yeah. yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If yeah. it was regulated, like the weed in California is actually good for you.
Yeah.
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 But then that's the sad thing is that if a kid tries weed for the first time and tries the wrong type of weed.
Yeah.
It can have a big effect
yeah.
on them.
Yeah.
yeah, I think it's, for me, it's all about your mental already. I think that, like, I got friends in the ends that have, like developed schizophrenia and those kind of things, and wow. I've had to be, like, sectioned and stuff. But I feel yeah. like it's because that was already in their mind. I don't think that the
yeah,
weed
true,
created it.
True.
I don't think that the weed creates that.
Mm.
I yeah. think that you have it in you
yeah.
and it brings it out. So
yeah.
if you are mad anxious, it's going to bring it out of
yeah.
you. If, you know what I'm saying?
I think weed does that.
It adds
I
the paranoia. Don't get it
yeah.
twisted.
Oh,
like,
I would
naturally,
like, yeah.
it adds
yeah.
it. But.
I think weed, yeah, almost. People that smoke weed, I've been smoking weed for a long time, you can see it kind of like projects their personality. Like, so if you're like laid back,
yeah.
if you smoke that day, you are super laid back.
yeah.
Super.
Yeah,
like, the same way I've got friends that are lively. When they smoke, yeah, they're not going to be lively. But just because they smoke weed and it's just... you could almost call it a chemical imbalance in their brain. They're just all the time, they're just like, yeah, yeah. You understand? So it's kind of like, I think drugs do that in general. Drugs change you.
Yeah, it's an enhancer.
Yeah,
it
changes
whatever
you.
Is there. Kind
literally.
Of thing, yeah.
Like if you do yeah. something long time, yeah, I'm not saying, rough, if you smoke weed one time, that's you. You're changed from that moment.
Nah, long
but,
time though.
You understand? But if you do something for a long time, anything, you eat fast food for a long time, you eat healthy for a long time,
yeah,
it's going to affect you. You understand?
And, yeah.
It's all mad, like, we just don't, especially with weed, innit? A man will tell you all day, you sniff too much, you're gonna
yeah.
whatever. You take crack in general, you're a madman or whatever. But
yeah.
things like weed, it's like, yeah, just take it, innit?
Yeah,
you understand?
It's normalized. Yeah,
yeah.
Like I said, I think that's definitely down to the classism.
Definitely.
Think, like, in like a middle class home, like, maybe not the parents, but the friends, like, they probably, like, normalise the taking of, like, pills and everything.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah. private like, schools and.
Yeah, yeah. like, for me, like my friends, like, taking MDMA, that's like the maddest thing in the universe.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But then I got some other friends who like go party and have fun. Like it's
yeah,
the most. That's
a,
that's
it.
Nothing.
Yeah, they can't go
that's
without.
Nothing. They'll do some ketamine. They'll do some diz, and then they'll jump on a line of coke in the night, and they'll wake up tomorrow ready for work.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
crazy.
Those
that's
people.
Crazy.
And then they'll say to you, "How are you smoking a spliff, mate?"
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's crazy.
I think one thing for me that I think is important in terms of like antisocial behavior with drugs, the link here is that a lot of young people are like, let's say you're a bad youth, you get kicked out of school, now you can't go to college and you're too young to work, yeah?
Mm.
And then there's a guy in your area who sells high quantities of drugs, yeah? He can just come to you and be like, listen, you sell this to me, I'll give you this amount of money, dum, dum, dum. Like, I went to school in Kilburn, yeah?
Mm.
Oh my day. See, South Kilburn. Obviously, I grew up in like a place called Mozart, West London, but it's connected to South Kilburn.
Yeah.
Mm. And South Kilburn is an area, like, obviously, I'm not trying to sound like some snitch on the podcast here, but it's just bait. Everything
yeah,
I'm about
mad.
To say is very bait to the world. South Kilburn is a place where there are a lot of blocks, a lot of poor people, a lot of people that, like, unfortunately take crack, take heroin. Like, it's filled with people like that. And the young youths in the area, I've capitalized off that.
Of course.
They're all rich.
Of course.
Rich.
Majorly.
Like,
majorly.
When I was 18, there was kids in my school who were like, I was in year 11, they was in year 9, yeah? And I've gone to college, them man are rich now. They've got a car, they've got mad drip, they've got mad jewellery.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them like, bro, I used to bully you, what?
That's true.
Yeah.
How you look like you're going to bully me?
The profit margins in hard drugs is ridiculous, isn't it? It's and like you said, because the places like Mozart, South Kilburn, loads of places all over London, and you got the county
East
lines thing now
South
as
East
well. Like, it's crazy, man. It's like I was just saying, you got youths leaving the city to go do it now.
Because oh
this thing
yeah.
is
ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because a lot of thing. Let's talk about like the shot inside of it.
Yeah.
Like I said, gateways. A lot of them youths that are doing that, they started off with a little cue of weed, and because maybe they didn't smoke weed, but then I'll use myself, personal experience. Yeah. The first thing I used to do, I'd have my little quarter or half of weed, and because I didn't smoke weed, it was calm. It was just profit, profit, profit.
Yeah.
Then I thought, rah, this thing that I'm selling, it's kind of all right. I need to keep some of it for myself and rent. So I moved on to other things, innit? And the profit margins in that, obviously, because you don't touch, you don't give it, you're even giving some of it away for free the way the money you're making, and it's quick money.
Yeah.
And like gambling, and you almost become addicted to that. Comes with status. Your phone's ringing every 2 seconds, and you're going here and you're rare, and you're slapping something in his hand, and rare. You just look like the man.
Yeah.
And the environment that I come from, I've seen that long before I even fully understood. So I always had in the back of my mind, and a lot of youths do, that if plan A don't work out, that's there, innit?
Yeah.
I know my man that does this, I can shout in my butt. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I got to the age where I thought, you know what? A lot of shit ain't working out. No one can't really control me like that. Let me dabble in this thing. And before you know, you're knee deep, innit? And like you said, some youths are rich.
Boy.
And who you can't, it's hard to stop a rich man from doing something that makes him his money. It's as simple as that.
Go get a 15K salary now, you're getting paid like
they're
one,
gonna look
two
at
a
you.
Month. Yeah. He was making that every week.
It's really interesting. Yeah. It was really interesting. I don't know whether any of you saw Jay-Z's David Letterman interview.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And he talked about this and how he like took himself away from dealing.
Mm-hmm. He was
but,
a boss,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it takes a strong mind to be able to do that.
No, it's not easy.
It does, man. Because a lot of, because like I said, it comes with status. There's youths out here, and it's another thing that's not spoken about, like in our like road world. Like how, law of averages, how is everybody shotting?
Yeah.
Is everybody making money? Yeah. I don't make sense. Imagine if every shop on the high street was a supermarket. There's no way all of them would be doing well.
Yeah.
It'd only be like the Asda and the Sainsbury's and the Tesco. So again, there's an Asda and a Sainsbury's and a Tesco of that. You understand? And everyone else, why are they shotting then? For the sake of shotting.
Yeah.
If I can say that I'm a drug dealer, there's a lot of people that are going to respect me for
yeah,
that. If I could answer my phone and go outside, 2 seconds, my man's going to meet you at the stairs. There's some people that will think, rah, my man. Sick. You understand?
Could you become a businessman?
There you go.
It literally, look.
It's like I remember when I first got a job, I was just telling everyone, fam, I can't do that. I got work in the morning. Like, I got work in 3 days. I can't do it. You get me? So it's like you feel it's a self-esteem thing.
Definitely.
And it's power. Yeah. In the places we come from, everybody wants to do it. Everybody. To the extent I remember when I was at a certain age, a man was looking at me weird, like, what? You're not doing this thing? Like, are you crazy?
Yeah. 100%.
You're just going to let us make the money? Like, look at what's going on, bro. Like, you understand? And that's when you start to ask yourself, you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
The why not?
It's as simple as that. Because, there's youths that just go through stress and getting chased by feds every day. But the same way, there's youths that just cut through, do their thing every single day. No issues. Come in and out the yard. Pass it on to my man, this man, that man, no issues. Mm. You understand? So it's mad, man. Like you said, it's the glamorization of it all in the music.
But do you know what's sad as well? That I feel like what happens is the young man are like feeded the gas to do this thing, and they never like you said, you see the end result. You see how we were talking about with drugs, like you never see the other side of what it does. So a lot of young people don't see the other side of what trapping does. Like,
never.
Like they don't see the fact that some man actually end up with no job.
And shall I tell you the realness? And when they do show the other side, they glamorize that. Because again, when you see man in jail, tell me one, have you ever seen a picture of a man in jail upset saying, shit, I'm here? No, he's like that, yo.
Yeah.
Free my dog, I got a Versace robe in it. You understand? You're not showing him. He's not losing. He didn't tell you about when the feds nicked him, that moment.
That embarrassed.
Where when he knows, I'm not going home, bro.
Yeah.
I'm in this yard with all these things and all these people with their products in my products in their system. I'm gone. No one don't show when you're on the wing and they put you on a wing where you don't really get along with couple man. They only show you when you're safe with your brethren and your friend sent you an iPhone and you're comfy.
Yeah.
You understand? You're not talking about when you're hearing your baby mum, man are going in and out of her yard and that. Because these things happen more than the glamour side, you know.
Yeah.
But no one don't want to chat about that. Yeah. And like as you said, that's why the youth them are picking up these things and going to do what they do. Because all they hear is the pros, innit? Yeah. When there's way more cons. But it's just them pros are so lovely. It's money, innit?
People aren't realising how it affects your family as well. Like you said, when you leave, man, your mum is going nuts.
You're finished,
at home.
Man.
Like, yeah.
You're
like,
finished. Even just your yard getting spun and that.
Exactly.
Like, you them listening, no. If you, I don't know if you've ever got your house raided, that's the most embarrassing. God, when you got your whole family's there and that, and they're going through all their things and that. It's because of you. Only you.
Exactly.
You understand? You don't. I'm not going to lie, it's fucked up. Some people come from homes where I wouldn't say their parents don't care, but it's kind of, they're too far gone, innit?
Yeah.
So it's like, we're getting raided again, rah. So there's that side of things where it's kind of normalised. But a lot of us don't come from them homes, innit?
Mm.
Where these things, when these things are happening, we're destroying relationships with our families, and because of that, we might get kicked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we'll have
then
to
you're on your own.
Yeah,
you understand?
To, yeah.
And it's, yeah. So there's the layers of this thing is crazy.
If I think it goes down to school, like when you go school, if you leave with no GCSEs and then you haven't got that inspiration to go college, now you're literally starting on level one with no help.
Yeah.
And then, and like, if you ain't got that, it's hard to get that motivation if you're like a young, like ethnic person in school to have a standout role model who's going to take you to the sign and be like, listen, you don't want this.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, it's environment.
But then you're going to the ends and everyone's on it. So
yeah.
It's definitely
it outnumbers it. That's why.
Yeah.
And that, again, peer pressure.
Yeah.
It looks so.
But
amazing.
There needs to be. I feel like there needs to be more role models like that. Like you see someone like yourself.
Yeah.
Like someone like yourself, you definitely break down a lot of these antics, and it's because you know what's the real mentality behind it.
Yeah,
you can see the negative.
Yeah.
But I feel like that when you're doing that, you're making yourself be open to you talking rubbish to you.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, I love that, man.
That's the truth. I got, you know, every youth, there'll be people that listen to this and people, oh, you must be lying. You must have not. Because again, it's all about show and tell.
Yeah.
You don't know much weed smokers that just go home and smoke weed in their room. Nah, they're billing it in front of you, blowing the weed.
Yeah.
It's all about, I do it. You understand? So it's like,
it's a performance.
It's the truth. Yeah, most things we do as young people, we do it so someone else can know about it.
Yeah,
it's the truth, innit?
There's times I've done this, I can't lie, I'm doing it, because I want to show everyone right now I'm loud.
Listen, at these times you're high already, you know, because someone's billing it. You're billing it, yeah? Cool. Let me back out my thing as well. You're not the only guy. I'm in the club as well, mate.
It's
you understand? And it's like, everybody does it. So who gives a fuck? But it's like,
so true.
When you're young and impressionable, all these things, obviously, at the time, it feels like it's natural, but looking back, it's like, it's silly. I had to do these things. It's as simple as that. I remember smelling weed at 14, 15, 16, thinking, if I don't make it as a professional footballer or whatever, that's me, mate. Teach me how to build next week, car. It's long. You understand? And it's
You know, it just comes
madness.
To my mind as well. You know when we see these missing children
and
it goes viral on Twitter? Everyone tag, retweet,
little
Bobby's gone missing.
Yeah.
And then, oh, he's been found. Tell me the story. I want to know what happened, because if he got beat because he was doing country, I want to know the story, because we never hear the end side of where was Bobby.
Do you know what it is? It's mad.
I feel
we
need to hear the story.
The country thing, the county lines as they call it, it's crazy, isn't it? Because it's like, it's almost like a job. I know it sounds bad. You get sent somewhere. More time, there's a set wage. It's not what you do. They'll say, I'm going to give you this for that. And you understand? And I know my mum works for a London council, innit? And she knows about, she chats all these crime people, and obviously it's because she's got sons, she's very interested in it. And she has this impression that these youths are kidnapped and taken and locked in a yard.
But that's how everyone makes it sound.
Yeah.
Like, my son's gone missing,
bad.
Help me,
I'm not
going
to lie, there might be, there are some youths
that
want to come back.
Yeah.
But even still, they probably don't even vocalise it, just because, for that feeling of when the older G or their brethren or whatever says, you know what, good looking out, little man, thank you, take this change. It's like, rah, all I had to do was just chill in this yard or do this and beat shots and whatever. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, even in when you're still in the ends, you might not go home for a couple of days. Like, this thing is fast. You don't understand. Like I said, these cats, that's all they do. You understand? There's cats I've seen every 4 hours easily. It's like, when the hell do you sleep? When you do, when they go into their days and then they wake up and they go on the chase. So again, it's not glamorous. When you be up there, same gums,
yeah.
You're staying in sometimes it's horrible conditions.
Horrible
conditions. Sometimes it might start off as a nice condition, yeah. But over time it becomes so nasty and
no
grimy.
No one's cleaning, no one's doing nothing.
Bro, you're chatting to brush your teeth in a week.
Yeah.
God knows how long the nitty ain't brushed his teeth. There ain't one piece of toothpaste in that establishment, And it's like everyone's stinking, man. They're in
mad conditions.
Bro. Oh, it's you don't
and
understand.
That's what I'm saying again. These kids are seeing some mad stuff. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like we need to talk about it. What happened, son? Or daughter, where was you? Let's break this down. How can we avoid this happening again?
Then they're snitching on their older.
Yeah, and again,
which makes
when
it
they
the
do
longest.
Talk about it.
Just beat them. No,
I know, but that's what I'm saying. See the older thing. See the older thing. The older thing is real.
Yeah,
the older thing, having an older, having some like in the end, that's so real. Like for these young boys, like they got like at the end of the day, I look at it like this. If I'm an older guy and I know that youth's 14. I get him to do certain things for me, it takes away all the risk element from
me. Oh, yeah.
I am not involved in the risk. You just text me once in a while to talk to me. Yeah. I don't do anything.
Yeah.
You do it all for me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you a little bit of money just to keep you nice, but I'm going to eat off you.
Yeah.
And I don't care about you. You're just some little 14-year-old who I've seen your mum like twice in the area.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And you'll say, hello, auntie.
Yeah.
All when he's in jail, lock up.
Yeah, for real.
Hello, auntie.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like these, like, the young G's are getting, like, like, where I'm from, I'll put it to you like this. Like, you're either, like, a bad boy or you're not. That's it. And if you're part of the bad boy thing, you're going to be rolling with people that are older than you, influencing you to do certain things, telling you what's right, telling you what's wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I feel like it just makes a lot of hardened, like, young people. Like, some of my friends, I'm at a stage where I'm around a couple of my friends now who are older, who are definitely coming to that stage of their life where they realise they made the wrong decisions.
Mm.
Yeah?
Of course.
And someone like me, I was lucky that because I grew up, I was only child, and not only child, but, like, till I was 11, it was just me and my mum.
Yeah.
My mum had my brother. So I grew up knowing that my mum's happiness is from how I behave myself, innit?
Yeah.
So if I do her wrong, it's going to be distraught. Like, one time I robbed a bike when I was younger and the police came to my house and I saw my mum. She was broken.
Yeah.
Broken. Yeah. So I was like, yo, okay. I need to relax.
Do that again.
But, that was me being lucky. Some of my friends have gone through the whole process, lived their best life, got all the money in the universe, They've done everything. Like, they've got what they wanted. They've got the mad car. They've got a mad nice house. Mm. They've got the maddest jewelry. And they're not content because they haven't got a structure to their life where they're doing something that's actually, like, fulfilling their purpose.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, no one's purpose is to sell drugs.
Yeah.
Like, some people that do it, they're sick at business. So that's what gives them
exactly,
the drive.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sick. I'm making money. I'm cutting all these corners.
Yeah.
But if you could put that drive into, like, being a CEO of a company, like,
these guys are accountants.
But who's there to give them that flip side?
Yeah. No one.
The government don't respect them because they feel like they're breaking down their society. Even though the little kids selling weed in the corner is not the reason why your society is breaking down.
Yeah,
let's be real. It's the fact that it's coming into the country in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you go to school, teachers don't understand them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The teachers don't get it. Like, they just think you're a bad person.
Yeah. There's
No one. I feel like no one understands why they're getting into it. Everyone just looks at them like, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it's true.
And especially when, like, a lot of these Caribbean kids, a lot of these African kids, like, they come from good homes.
Of course.
You know, they come from poverty.
Yeah, but it's
but
a strict.
But the morals are definitely there.
100%. 100%.
I don't know.
But what about the non, like, so white kids or what, like...
No, they're definitely involved in it as well.
No, but I'm saying, like, what's their reason? Like, you know, because they're from good homes. They're from...
Yeah.
Is it just that they like the look of something
I feel like there's... Sexy. Like, in terms of, like, selling and trapping, I don't think white youths from the class are doing it. Like, they might be doing it in their area.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, 100%. You might have the one cool white youth that's got the pill. You understand? But even that... Man will accept him. Like, that's the guy.
Yeah,
him.
He's
man
bold.
Won't say, I want to be like him. You won't get tens and... Because, like I said, in the hood, I don't know who the first black drug dealer was in London, but he's got... A lot of men think he's a hero right
accolades,
now. You've got millions of youths trying to be him. You understand? Because, again, anytime you see... Rah, he's done that and read. But again, in their world, I kind of think, that's Dodgy Dave and he's got the pills and that's who you go link in it and he's over there. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's just an escape, innit? The way drugs are, like, there's people in places like Africa and places in Brazil where they're sniffing glue and doing all kind of mad. Mm. You're kind of thinking, how is that glamorous? Mm. But again, when they're seeing people that's been through things they've been through, and yeah. they kind of think, that's how you're dealing with it, yeah?
That's how I need to do it.
You get me? You're going to follow suit.
And look at all these films of all time, Scarface, or shows like The Wire. What was that? What's that other one? The one that everyone... That's like Godfather, but the other one that's like Scarface, the black one.
The black American gangster.
I mean, there's that. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's power.
Not power. Even before that. Yeah. Oh, what's the one? Oh, it's so iconic. I can't remember the name of it.
The one with Manny Mitch and them.
Paid in full.
That film, wow. Yeah, that actually changed lives. Like, people saw it as, this is the blueprint. Yeah. Okay, this is how we start it. Mm. And obviously, the films are there to be, you know, adventurous and all kind of like, oh, this is amazing.
But at the same time.
Are you really deep in what the message is? Like,
yeah, nah. Things like American Gangster is definitely a part where you see, like, the origin of the thing.
Yeah.
And when you actually clock, and it's like, raw. Because I remember when I used to do what I'd do, and there'll be that one righteous man. It'll be like, do you know what you're doing? Like, do you know, like, the origins of this thing, that kind of thing? You kind of just think, you're moving like I'm smoking it, bro. I'm doing what I got to do. But when you actually clock and you clock this system that you're a part of, it's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
But again, you're not made to be aware of that. You just think you're making your money, you're making dough. Yeah. You understand? But it's like, when you clock, you're just... It's like a trap almost, man. It's crazy. There's certain men that are never going to be able to move on. I know a man that are never going to be able to stop. How can they? They got estates full of addicts relying on them and estates full of youths that need their product to go. And it's crazy. But, like,
American Gangster is the perfect example of you having a whole empire and then just that one detective that's on your back will catch you and ruin everything. So you could have a good 40 year stretch of being the man,
of course,
but then how about the other 40 years of your life?
Look at El Chapo.
Let's be real honest, drugs is one of the strongest commodities on earth. Like, there's not a place on the planet that people don't do drugs, you understand? And the government and the big guys, they know that. You're not... You understand? Obviously, I don't want to open up that conversation, but at the same time, like you said, it's getting here somehow. Mm. It's getting to these big guys that are... Because you know what the realness is? When you see these guys that are dealing with these metric units of these drugs, they wouldn't be able to look people like me and Zoo in the eye. No. You understand? But we're making their money. Yeah. You understand? Because they've got guys that can deal with us. You get me? It trickles down. There's always someone that could deal with someone. You understand? Yeah, it's as simple as that.
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's a madness.
So every week on the show, we do, or we ask our guests to bring an item.
Okay.
Mm. What item do you have?
In relation to the topic.
Mine's actually a picture. I'm going to show you the picture. Fenn, you might know what this is.
Yeah.
It would have been a joke if you just pulled out a big bag of weed.
Yeah, just like, I got his.
So this is some cookies.
Have you seen this before?
No, what is this?
Have you seen this before?
No.
Right. It's called Dr. Nelson's Inhaler. So basically, because of what I do, like voiceovers and like presenting and all that kind of stuff, sometimes your passageway gets really like congested. Yeah. So the inhaler is basically you fill it with steam or you fill it with hot water and the steam clears your throat. So I've been walking around on sets before, like, you know, inhaling my hot steam and people are like, what the hell is Ramel doing? People, like, it basically looks like a bong. Yeah. And people are looking at me like, this girl is crazy. She's just getting high on set. And I'm like, no, guys, it's just water. But it's just so nuts that, you know, the assumptions that people like when people see it it's always like, yo, that's for drugs, and I'm like, no. It's actually a medical, it's the man's name is on it, Dr. Nelson is there. But that's why I wanted to bring that, because people always assume I'm some crazy crackhead on set, but no, I'm actually
medicinal purpose.
Yes, it is medicinal purpose. So
that's jokes. Mr. Lippy, what's your item?
I don't have an item, but I have a show on Mixtape Madness called Lippy's Living Room, where I kind of just, I either rant or talk about, like, personal experiences.
Yeah.
And one of the experiences that I spoke about was when I went to a weed cafe in London, and I'd heard a lot about them before, innit? But I kind of expected them to just be, like, some little basement.
What's with,
like,
Shoreditch?
A Nice.
Okay. His account gives the location.
We'll chat off the tape, man. But yeah, but this one's really like proper now. So I've kind of come in there and I'm thinking, all right, cool. And like I'm a smoker, innit? I've been smoking since I was 17. I'm 27 now, you get me? I don't want to pay no £40 for no something what dead. I could pay a score for. But because I'm in this place and I'm trapped and I got you get me? You just can't look like a broke boy. I tried to get all discounts at the counter and that. Like, yo, like. But yeah, ended up buying some expensive thing and it was a madness. It was a
good mad or bad mad?
It was good a little bit, but at the same time, at the time, I didn't really know what was going on at moments. It was, you get me? Obviously, we're in it's a weed cafe in London, so there's no windows.
Oh
and there's,
my gosh.
You understand? And especially the main element that was doing me the most, like, I was just trying. It was like back in the day when I was on the block with my friends, my first experience is smoking when I'm trying to act more sober than I am. And that's like the worst thing to do when you're intoxicated because you're just there like trying to keep your eyes open so your eyes are extra wide. You're trying to keep eye contact with a man. You just end up staring at a man's like cheek or something in conversation to stay focused. So yeah. I don't have an item, but that was...
That's a great story.
Yeah, yeah, that was crazy.
That is a good story.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure to have you guys in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your stories.
You, listen, big thank you to Lippy Lickshot, and to Ramal London. Big love for coming through. You don't know.
Hey guys, if you're loving the podcast and want to support the cause, make sure to rate and review us.
Make sure you tell your friends and follow us on Insta and Twitter
at
This Is Spoke. Pod.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.